And then you absolutely disappeared. Not sure whether it was me or Coach K or indeed a combination of the two of us. But Joe Healy from Fox Sports Australia is back in the house. Hello, Joe.
Hello, guys. How are we doing today?
Yeah, we're well. We're well. We're even better for the fact that you are here. So that's fantastic. And from what I understand, a little birdie has told me this is going to be a regular thing too, right?
It is. You're stuck with me on a weekly basis now.
Right. No, that's good. I'm happy with that. But I know there's a number of listeners who will be very happy with that. How have you been? I know you've been working, but have you been doing anything exciting? I suppose not, right, with lockdown.
No, I have been out and about, though. I think I've been trying to make the most of it, catching up with friends, lots of walking, lots of coffee walks, lots of wine walks. I've been very lucky to have a beach within my 5 kilometre radius, so
nice.
I've spent lots of time down at the beach, reading, working, bit of side hustle work as well. So it's been all right.
Yeah.
It's been good.
We love a side hustle in this joint. Sean Bruce, will speak to him very shortly. Sydney Kings, they're always there or thereabouts, aren't they? When people are thinking about who's going to win an NBL season, that's always the Kings are there. Melbourne United, of course, looking to go back-to-back, and they're probably the favourites to do so. Matthew Dellavedova there. So we're going to talk a fair bit of NBL. And then after that, we'll speak to Michelle Bishop. She's the marquee player for Channel 7, their sports reporter, and we might dive into a bit of NBA as well. The draw was released, NBL draw, first game December 3, first game for the Kings is December 5, and it's the two conferences, Joe. What do we make of that?
We like it. I think the schedule on the whole is really exciting. Love the fact that there are now 10 teams, so it feels a lot more balanced.
Yes.
Really excited to see what Tassie can do. They're opening the season against the Adelaide 36ers. Spoke to Tassie's head coach the other day, Scott Roth, and he sort of said, look, to be very honest with you, I'm not looking at any other teams. We are focusing on our group at the moment.
Wow.
Caught up with Brian Gorgian yesterday. He said the competition is going to be unbelievably close.
Yes.
So I think with the conferences, with the schedule, with a really busy festive period as well, I think it's just going to be an awesome season. Really excited.
And of course, they've had their challenges. Well, all sports have had their challenges. You could argue no one's had any more greater challenges than the NBL. They've had stoppages of seasons. They've had relocation of players. We spoke to Brian Gorgian sort of two-timing yesterday, wasn't he, Gorge, about what they did. They had, of their first 17 games last year, 16 of them were on the road. So that's great that they get a chance to play in front of their local fans. What about Gorge? He's just so calming, isn't he? How do you find him when you speak to him?
I love speaking to him.
Right.
You can pretty much say, as a journalist, you know, you can dig deep and ask all these intricate questions. You can say two words to Gorge and he'll speak to you for 10 minutes. It's great. But then I get lost in what he says. And so all of a sudden I'm like, oh, goodness, I've forgotten my next question. But he's so interesting. Yesterday we were talking a lot about the Aussie players in the NBA.
Yes.
So not necessarily too much about the Hawks, but just an insight into his relationship with those guys from the Olympics, having coached a couple of them, Joey and Patty, way back.
Yes.
And then coming back into the setup. So it was really cool to get an insight into what that was like. And I asked him what his favourite basketball moment is.
Mm.
He didn't even need to answer the question. He said there is absolutely no doubt. He just looked at me and smiled, and you knew exactly what he was talking about, which is that bronze medal.
In his long and storied career, success across multiple continents, and it's that moment. I'm not sure your whereabouts, what you were doing, but I think for me, so I've got a new appreciation of basketball. We bought ourselves a ring. I've got an eldest son who loves his basketball now and all that sort of thing. And so I was looking at it through fresh eyes. That was the moment of the Olympics for me. I know they didn't get gold, but that was the moment that I was most engaged with. How was it for you, who's an absolute basketball lover?
It was emotional.
Yeah.
It was really nice. I know it's weird as a fan and working in the sport. You're not out there. It's the team that are doing it, but you still feel attached to it. And so it was just the best. It was so emotional. I was at work and the entire office were absolutely loving it. And just, I mean, you saw the scenes, Paddy.
Yeah.
Just how much it means to them. And I asked Gorge about Paddy yesterday and he said he is – he's that guy. He is so invested in what they were doing, and I think that that came through. I feel like that's what people really were able to attach themselves to.
Not only a, let's call it a spiritual leader of that team, but actually a leader on the court too. Like, and Brian mentioned this yesterday. It was almost like, well, he dragged us to the bronze medal. And that individual performance was just phenomenal in that match against Luka Doncic.
Yeah. It was amazing, and Paddy was great. Dante Exum was excellent,
yes,
as well in that game. That second half, he was unbelievable. And Gorge talked yesterday about when he found out that Dante had been given that lifeline by Houston. He just said he can't remember where he said he was, but he literally double fist pumped and was just so excited for him. And I think the camaraderie and the fact that these guys all got along so well was really obvious to see, and I think that was a big key to their success.
So we might talk about that, because Harry Kuehl's come out and said, look, I wasn't best mates with Mark Viduka, but within the basketball rank, I know Coach K was blowing up about it, saying, oh, come on, what about the Boomers? But that's really a unique situation when you get, I know they're not a professional team, but a bunch of professionals together into a team. It's not often that it rolls out like the Boomers were able to do at the Olympics.
No, exactly. And we were talking about it the other day in the office. Joel Embiid came out, and we might talk about this later. He was talking about Ben Simmons going back to Philly.
Yeah.
And he said, look, we don't have to get along. It doesn't have to be awkward, though. We're professionals.
Yeah.
You go out there and, you know, score your 15 points and get your 3 blocks and that sort of thing. But actually, there is something really special about a team that gets on and players that are putting in the hustle for each other.
Yeah.
And it gives you that extra 10%, and that's needed sometimes.
I loved what Dante Exum did for the Boomers during that campaign. That was amazing. Matisse Thybulle, did he just announce himself as a star or future star or current star?
He did.
Yeah.
He's an Australian sweetheart now, I feel like.
Exactly.
Funny, I don't know, he didn't know what a Boomer was. Which is also very funny.
Yeah,
so the whole experience was a big learning curve for him.
I'm just thinking Costa Zoo and Vic Darchinian, two of our greatest ever boxers, born nowhere near Australia. But we love them.
Exactly.
We love them like our own. Yeah. So I thought Matisse was outstanding. The other thing, and I know we'll probably get in, you know, this is the crazy thing. We've got this guy named Paddy Mills who has now taken Australia to the promised land with a medal at the Olympics and has been headhunted by arguably the best player in the NBA in Kevin Durant to go and play in his team, the Brooklyn Nets, and he's not the Australian we're talking about most over in the NBA. What could have Ben Simmons, what could have been the impact on Ben Simmons' career if he did go with this Boomers team?
He wouldn't be such a controversial figure in this country,
yeah,
that's for sure. It would have done him a world of good.
Of course.
And you can see that just by the culture of that team and how they all feed off of each other. He needed to buy in, though, and whether he would have done that, who knows?
The door
is open for him. Hopefully at some point we do see him playing for the Boomers, but he's got a lot of things that he needs to work out in the meantime.
And maybe working through them. So we'll see how that plays out. What are your plans for the NBL? Your ESPN and KO? So you're locked in, ready to go?
Very, very locked in, very excited. With the schedule release, I think it all feels real now.
Yes.
People are talking about it. They can visualise it, I suppose. They can look at the matchups. I think the Sydney Kings have got Melbourne United and Illawarra, their first two games.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah.
That must absolutely fire them up. I look forward to hearing what Brucey has to say about that. But, really looking forward to the season. We'll be courtside again and hopefully getting in amongst it and, yeah, thriving off it. The energy is awesome.
What did Kings owner Paul Smith describe the Illawarra scumbags was was how he described them on Tuesday, as only Paul can. He can get away with that because he grew up down there. So before we get to a break, and then we're going to have a chat with Kings player Sean Bruce. We might ask him about his eccentric owner, actually. I'm sure we'll tread very carefully there, given the fact he pays the bills. But we're talking idols today. Who were the posters on your wall growing up?
Mine were, I had Michael Jordan, and I had a specific Kobe Bryant poster. It was actually, it was a Nike advert.
Right.
But it just, I can't remember the actual quote on it, but it was up on my wall for years.
Yeah, right.
Probably way beyond its expiry date in terms of how cool it is as a teenager to have posters on your wall. Had all of those, had the Michael Jordan quotes.
Yes.
I wrote this one down, but you've got to expect things of yourself before you can do them. So my wall was posters and then all of these Michael Jordan phrases.
Right.
So remember that very well.
So earlier this year with The Last Dance, that was just like heaven for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which poster was it? Because is it the one where he's from the free throw line and he's just going through the air and he's just about to dunk it?
I think everyone had that poster, didn't they?
Can you imagine how many walls around the globe had a Michael Jordan poster on it?
Yeah. And knowing my mum, it's probably still in the family home somewhere.
Good on you, mum. You look after that. Hey, Jimmy, nice to have Joe on board. Definitely a rose to your thorns. Thanks, EJ. Yes, I thought we'd get a little bit of that. And people still sending in there who they had on their wall growing up.
Who did you have, Jimmy?
I had not so much posters. So Rugby League Week had, they had just enough on their pages, their posters, that you could cover an exercise book. You know, the exercises books you used to get in year 7 and year 8 and all that. On my year 8 commerce book was Mark Graham. And so he was an idol. And Rich, you have no idea who Mark Graham is. This is really disturbing on a number of levels, the great New Zealand rugby league player. And the other one I used to love, Richard Hadley.
Okay.
The New Zealand all-rounder. And Alan Border. Alan Border was my favourite cricketer, for sure. So
he's awesome. I'm so lucky I get to speak to AB most weeks.
Oh yeah,
in Fox Sports News, and he's just awesome to listen to. He's another gorge. I get lost in what he's saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think he's underappreciated as a great of Australia, like a true great of Australian cricket. He took a side that was struggling, and he just dragged them by the bootstraps into competitiveness. Anyway, we're getting distracted. 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line as well. 0457 736 736. Joe Healy, our special guest. We'll take a break. After that, we're back chatting with Kings player Sean Bruce. Stick around.